what is the prerequisite reading before beginning Leelasmaran?
What?
What is the prerequisite reading, maybe book, before beginning Leelasmaran?
The question is, what book should we read before we do Leelasmaran? It's not like, this is not the way it works. It's not some mathematical formulation or some college course, Psychology 101, Psychology 201, Psychology 301. It's not the way it works. Desire to meditate on Radha Krishna's Leela is just that. It's desire. You have a desire. You want to. You don't have to read any books before that. It's not that you read, so many people read so many books, they're not doing any smart. It's based on Rushi and Rag. It's called Raghunuga Bhakti. Rag means passionate attachment. Rag means passionate attachment to Krishna. Where Rag is passion. So if one has that attraction and attachment for Krishna, he can start reading today, tomorrow, any day. Start reading and meditating on Leela, Radha Krishna's Leela. There's not, you read this book and that book. You may read 100 books and still not meditate on Leela. To get the greed to meditate on Leela comes by the mercy of devotees for Krishna. It's all in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, part 1, chapter 2, verse 309, last verse of the chapter on Sadhana Bhakti. What is that verse? Bhagavad Krunya Bhakti Krunya. Machala Vaika Hetuka. The only cause of greed to meditate on Radha Krishna is a mercy of Rag Bhakta or a mercy of Krishna. So if Krishna gives you the mercy, you start meditating on Leela. If Rag Bhakta gives you the mercy, you start meditating on Leela. If you don't get the mercy, you don't start. But just not to evade your question, but if you want to read in some systematic way, but there's no guarantee if you read these books I tell you to read that you're going to start meditating on Krishna's Leela. You don't do anything unless you have a desire to do it. The desire comes by mercy. But if you want to try to force that desire to come, then the first thing you read is the commentaries on Shikshastakam by Anantadas Babaji Maharaj. And the second book you read is Guru Tattva by Anantadas Babaji Maharaj. And the third book you read is Praying Bhakti Chandrika with the commentaries of Anantadas Babaji Maharaj. And the fourth book you read is Manashiksha with the commentaries of Anantadas Babaji Maharaj, which is contained in Stavavali with the commentaries of Anantadas Babaji Maharaj. Basically, the bottom line is you read books of Anantadas Babaji Maharaj because he's a great Rasik Jan, and a great Rag Bhakta, Acharya, and a great Prema Bhakta of Radha Vrindavan Chandra, surely, by his mercy, you get a desire to meditate on Radha Krishna Leela. It's very quiet. They say silence means agreement. So everyone in this class is agreeing that this is it. You can trace everything back to the commentaries and books by Anantadas Babaji, which were first put in English by Advaitadas from Holland and translated into other languages after that. It's an interesting idea. These books were written in Bengali originally and translated in English secondly and thirdly translated into Hindi from English. Because the Hindi people didn't know English. I didn't know Bengali, they knew English. So they translated. The Hindi books of Anantadas are translated from a way to the English books. So these two devotees were indebted to them. Of course, Russian, of course, is translated from English. So this is a great contribution. So we read these books, Prem Bhakti Chandra, Manashiksha, Guru Tattva, and then you'll get going in the right direction.